Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Monday to you. Look at that. The sun's out. Mark Close is leaving. Everything's right with the world. God.
Tomorrow.
The Mueller report.
Yep.
Mark's leaving. I mean, just
those headphones. You can adjust those. They look so tiny on you.
I know. I got a big head. I do have a big head. Every time we show a picture, somebody goes, "God, Close has got a big head."
Hey, it's not the biggest head in the studio today.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Really? And with you other wimps in here, I used to have the deepest voice.
Right.
Now that's out the window because we got God sitting next to me over here with, Pipe City.
Oh, good. Come on.
Yeah.
So, Bo Matthews, who I like to call the Mark Close of country music.
Better Mark.
I'll take that any day.
No, you don't want to take it. That is definitely not
well, no, I've heard the show. I know.
look where it got him. Bo is sitting in with us today. Good to see you again, my friend.
Hey, man. Thank you very much for the initial call and just the opportunity to come in and say goodbye to him.
Right?
This whole week is kind of like your celebration.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll pop up. All right, should I announce it?
Did you just really do that?
I did. I'm going into country music. When I get out of here,
wouldn't that be great?
I'm going to start playing Ernest Tubb. So,
nobody does that anymore.
Okay, well, there
not
you go.
Many, not
there
many.
There you go. Then they got to listen to me if they want to hear it.
First of all, nobody has said like 20 words to me since I've been in the building, but I know you want to save it for the air. No. I mean, people have been nice. And
okay.
I'm just saying that there's no prep to this show.
No.
At least you haven't prepped me, Rachel.
No. There's nothing to prep. I'm sorry.
No.
We could fake something for you if you'd feel better.
Yeah.
No, but when you get when you get this call and you find out that you're going to be reeling it back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I've been a huge fan of yours for decades. Yours too, actually, Dave. But I mean, you're Mark freaking Close, and
you should change your name.
To hell,
legally. But no, I mean, if you think about it, and again, this is just me being a guest. We don't know if there's legs to anything, but I'm just honored to be in the same room with all of you, actually, because for years I always listened from the 6 o'clock hour, 6 to 7, on my drive home. Huge fan. You guys are talking about everything that's going on in the world and your opinions. And I kind of feel like I go into a restaurant that I really enjoy going, gosh, maybe I'd like to work here. Maybe I should try to work here. But here we are.
Well, if it doesn't work out, maybe you can work at a restaurant.
No, I got that background. That was enough. I mean, if you didn't think about that since our lunch, because I heard you mention that you told them that we had went to lunch.
Yeah.
One of the craziest things out of all of that is that my first job at 10 years old was my mom had a Mr. Donut shop, and you said that
yes.
was your first job.
Oh. Isn't that nuts?
Donut
Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. I don't know. Kind of cool.
We talk a lot about like alternate universes and that there's like all these multiverses and they're exactly the same except for my shirt's red instead of blue. And Bo and I look like brothers,
mm-hmm.
and we both worked in Mr. Donut.
Yes.
It was getting a little bit weird.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that was weird.
Although you got me beat. I went to work at Mr. Donut on my 16th birthday, and you were 10.
Yeah, but that was nepotism. I was with my mom.
I mean, that's child labor laws. Yeah,
right.
That was. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. But your mother should be in prison.
You're right. I know. I worked really hard starting off, helping out and serving the call. I don't know. It was a great preface to me being, what I've done for my career, and that's being with the public, talking with the public.
Yeah.
But God, you can remember the regulars, like before,
oh,
as they're
yeah.
walking in the door,
Oh yeah.
Mr. Beaver likes a chocolate ice cake donut and black coffee.
We try not to be dirty like that.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you could,
keep it above board.
His name was Mr. Beaver.
Whatever, dude.
Sure,
whatever.
He's doubling down. I like him already.
Yeah. Maybe your mom called him Mr. Beaver.
Really?
Oh, man.
The weird part is at 10 years old, he had the same voice. Would you like a donut and coffee with that?
You said you really did, though, right?
At 14.
Yeah.
14, it just dropped on me. I was like,
that must have been creepy.
Yeah.
It was. I remember the actual moment that it happened. I was 14. We were driving up to Minneapolis to see family from Rochester. My mom had Don Williams, Amanda, was the song. And there was this really high harmony. And I sang in junior high and high school. And I was always singing the high part. And literally, Don Williams, big old voice, literally during that song, I was like, man. And I was like, what? And it changed in a moment. So.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Rachel's due. She said, wait a minute. Yeah. Just, hers is going to drop a bunch of stuff.
Mark, I thought you were due.
That's really true. You've been the voice guy this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And now you sound like crap.
Oh, I know. It's just like I sound like I'm a 10-year-old kid going through puberty or something. It's disgusting.
Maybe you should listen to Don Williams or Meet Mr. Beaver.
That's right.
Mr. Hold on. You can't write this stuff.
What's
really
a chuckle of Long John? Really?
Oh,
right.
No.
Right.
He's going to, and your eyes are lighting up going, oh, yeah, we're going to be fine. We're going to be just fine.
Mr. Beaver, I don't think we sell a pork tart.
Oh.
No, it's true. I think he still is alive, too, actually.
Okay, well,
anyway, that's creepy.
Different state.
He must be 110.
I was going to say. Still knocking down his donuts.
No, I remember the regulars. I hated them.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't my business. And I was working midnights when I was 16, like Saturday, Friday night and Saturday night. And there's no feeling like 3 a.m, your legs are like jelly because you're working. You can't just, it's not like a slumber party. And you know me, I go to bed at 9. So imagine me 3 a.m, the first time I ever drank coffee because my buddy was like, dude, you don't have to like it. You just need it in your body.
Absolutely.
Just
right.
To keep you up.
Yep. Yeah, I started drinking when I was at the car wash in the wintertime. Never, you would do it literally so you didn't stick to the car. I mean, you were just freezing cold the whole time. Started knocking down coffee. Ooh. Dude.
So what a day for you to be here. I didn't get to hear, I heard a little bit of Mark Cox this morning. Didn't hear any of Annie's show, but I'm sure they've been talking about the Mueller report nonstop. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but we have to at least talk about it a little bit, give our opinions on it. My main emotion, and it is emotion, it's not intellect, it's emotion, is just utter disgust. You guys know, I'm the least conservative guy on the station. People get mad at me because I am a proud moderate. I think I voted for Trump. I'll vote for him again, but I think he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But, man, oh, man, the people on the left, you disgust me. You absolutely disgust me. None of you pencil dicks must have ever played sports because no one ever taught you to lose.
Mm-hmm.
When you win, you win. And when you lose, you lose. And you lost. Like Nadler getting out there and like, oh, there's, you know, this hasty, biased decision and we're just going to subpoena everybody. Dude, you lost. Yeah.
Show a little pride.
Show a little dignity.
Yeah, dignity and pride. But they said this going in, even before the report came out, they said, well, he's going to come out and he's, you know, they're going to find anything. They're just going to go after something else.
Sure.
It's going to be, if it's 8 years, every
Here's the thing,
minute
though.
Of 8 years.
We all know what it's like to be on the losing end of an argument, whether it's with your significant other or a buddy or in a group, and everyone around knows you've lost and you won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing less attractive. And eventually, usually, your spouse or whoever it is or the group just walks away because they can't take it anymore. They can't take the referred humiliation of the fact that you just can't acknowledge that you're wrong. And the best thing that could possibly happen to Trump and to the Republicans is this, is that the Democrats just keep doing exactly what they're doing. I would actually be as, I mean, I haven't voted Democrat in so long, so as a Republican voter, I would actually be frightened if they stepped up and said, hey, thank you, Mr. Mueller. Thank you for your service. We accept your findings. We're moving on. We're going to get you in 2020 fair and square. I'd be like, oh, hell. They finally grown up.
They got
up.
Some, yeah, or that, or they got something they're holding on to. Yeah, they
God,
won't.
It's
they won't.
Just ridiculous.
Isn't it weird that it's a win-lose mentality? Because you said they've lost. They've lost. But really, hasn't the country won because our president didn't collude? And meaning
100%.
That, like I mentioned to Rachel before we went live, is that it's like hoping that the pilot fails on the flight. I mean, really, I think it's just good news for everybody, both sides.
And I swear to God, this is true. If Hillary Clinton had won, or if this were back in the Obama era, although I didn't agree with the thing the man did, if he were accused of this and they did a special counsel and said, no, he didn't do it, I would be happy. Thank God the president didn't collude with Russia.
Yeah.
And all the things that come with that, I would be happy that someone who I don't agree with politically is not a monster.
Right. Well, and I think a lot of people, especially on the Democratic side, are looking at the vast, how it's going to result in what our country looks like. They talked about impeachment.
Very myopic.
Yeah, and impeachment is like, it's bad for everybody. You know, you're the bad guy in your mind might be getting impeached. It just tears the country to pieces.
Yeah. What do you win?
Tears it up.
Temporary power.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it was so big that I noticed last night on Fox News Network, they actually had a program called The Mueller Report. I'm like, wow, they dedicate. I mean, it's not any. Yeah. It wasn't named after a host or anything. It was the whole. This is that big for both sides, just to clarify it. And of course, still drumming it into your head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
But
right.
No rage.
Yeah.
I don't know why this alarm is popping up.
What happens at 3:18 every day?
I don't know.
Does it have to do with your cat?
I think maybe my phone's trying to tell me.
Biscuits?
Yeah.
Is it time for...
No.
The cat is programming her phone.
Mommy.
Please call in and check in on me.
Mommy, you left a biscuit out.
That's right. I'll be in the cat box. Call me.
We actually have a kitty cam at our house.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Oh,
so you get to check up on them whenever you're out.
There goes Rachel's vote.
Make sure they're... What? What?
I need this kind of energy on the show.
There's no reason for anyone else to try out for the job now.
Come on, what are you talking about?
Tony won't even acknowledge the cat. Tony hates cats.
Right.
So when we're talking about the cat, he just goes away. And all these two do is mock me for having one and
the other day
one.
I was walking behind her on a break, and first of all, she was looking at her own phone at a picture of her cat, which is fine. And then she made it bigger.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, really? Uh-huh. You forgot what she looked like since this morning?
Right.
Counting the whiskers.
Yeah. And everybody she walks by, she goes, look. So we go, let me guess. Picture your cat? Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I've stopped sharing with you because you clearly don't care.
Not to be weird. We do have a kitty cam. We put it out during vacation so we can check on them. You can actually even talk to them.
Oh, that's cool.
And they respond.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Hey.
We can talk to them?
I didn't say I had 29 cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many do you have? Yeah,
25.
Two black cats.
Oh, cute.
And they've been good luck to me, Sketch and Doodle.
Andrew has a black cat, too. Gigi's black.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We just lost this entire show.
I think I might retire.
This is cat talk on 97.1.
Cat chat from 3 to 7.
Really? We have a kitty cam. It's got a name for it. That's
the sweet 16 of the cutest things about their paws.
Rachel, a little help.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Got to take it.
She's so far gone, it's ridiculous.
Dogs have so much responsibility. And you can't leave town for a weekend with, you know, cats. You just walk away and come back in a couple of days.
That's true.
Like kids.
Yeah. Just lock them in the bathroom.
Yeah. We'll be back.
No, it's funny. When they make fun of you on the show, you just have to let part of your soul die and just take it. And then it's fine after that.
I'm glad you've accepted that.
Oh, totally. I actually had someone tweet at me earlier today saying, oh, I just got up on podcast and Mark was being so mean to you. He was being so catty about how you produced the show. And I typed back, I'm like, I don't even remember what this is.
You have to narrow it down.
Yeah. I count that as a win.
Wow. I don't remember. Was it pretty good?
I'm sure it was brutal. Okay. I don't even remember.
I don't remember it at all.
So we had like 25,000 views of our Facebook Live where Mark announced he was retiring. This is his last week. Friday's his last day. And then in the coming weeks, until we name a replacement, we will be having people sit in and, you know, we'll be having fun with it. And then we had like 5,000 or 6,000 views of
the studio fight.
Trish fighting with Taliban.
Ooh. Yeah, that blew up. People had some opinion. Usually people pick one side or the other. People were pretty split. And it was kind of cool to see people rallying behind Andrew, because a lot of times Andrew gets a lot of... People like to trash him a little bit during his segments because he can make some statements. But people were rallying behind him. But there were plenty of people who were Team Trish as well.
Are we going to have round two this week?
I think we should.
Bring them together. And
maybe just rehash what went on. Maybe I asked him if he had spoken to her today and he said no. So there's been no contact.
The part where I knelt down below the console is when he came back in after... getting mad and hurt and saying, okay, I'm really sorry. And she said, I don't care.
Yeah.
She goes, like, I don't care.
I'm done.
Yes. Yes. It was.
So
was
if you could
intense.
Get in a giant hissy fight with Andrew today, that would just keep it going.
I told Bo he just needs to shove him to the ground and show us what he's made of.
Which will not be hard.
I was going to say.
Seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah. Get to know him.
Now
get to know him.
Before we go to break, one more thing to promote. 971talk.com/merch. I just bought probably the last size large team clothes shirt. I got it from my mom. We have 8 XLs left and 3 XXLs. So if you want a team clothes shirt, there's 11 left in large sizes. That's all we have. So go to 971talk.com/merch right now and get it before they're gone.
Also, please go to our Facebook and click through, or stlmag.com, and vote for me for the A-list. If not for me, to keep that rat bastard Mark Cox from winning. And we have a big announcement coming up in the next few days about the next DGS Live. I'm super excited about that. And then at 5 p.m., Tony Colombo has asked for airtime. I know what he's going to talk about, but I'm probably literally the only person who does. And it's very serious and very important. So if you can't stay until 5, make sure you come back at 5. Hanging out here with Bo Matthews. You can call us if you want. I probably won't take your phone call, but 314-241-9797, or you can tweet Rach.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. It's fun to be busy, isn't it, Rach?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Like, just everything. Everything's going on, and
yeah, it's like we're doing a real radio show.
I know,
show.
Right?
That's crazy.
It just highlights how lazy we've been up until now.
We were promoting all that stuff in the last segment, and I'm thinking, oh, we have like 10 more things to promote that we're not even. I don't want to wear people out, but there's a lot of stuff coming up, like your Lincoln Days dinner next Wednesday at Bluff City Grill in Alton. I think tickets are still available. Dave's going to speak around 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm speaking?
You're speaking, so get to
work. I thought it was a Lincoln Log dinner.
No.
I've been really misinformed.
No. You'll be asked to do the monkey story, monkey mask, and a couple of things.
Yeah, that'll go over.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But you can go to Eventbrite and get tickets for that if you want. I'll go ahead and tweet that out so people can get that link and buy tickets if they want to.
Remember Lincoln Logs?
Oh, the best. And it came with the little cardboard green roof.
Oh, yeah.
That you'd put
little
on
slats.
The top of it. Oh, yeah.
Everything, as you know, was a weapon to me.
Of course.
And I can take your eye out with a Lincoln Log. I mean, those things, they were great because they hurt enough to piss you off, but not enough to like really get you in big trouble.
Yeah.
Like if someone called your dad and is like, hey, Dave hit my son with a Lincoln Log, like, grow up.
But man, you could fling them across the room and they're nice.
Oh, yeah. The best stuff. Though, you take a Hot Wheel track and whip each other. And then when it got real, like when at least with boys, play fights, 30% of the time turn into a real fight.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And one good whip, and you're like, okay, mofo. And you take the little purple connector and you put it in there.
Yep.
You can open up an artery with one of those.
Yep.
Oh, hello, Sue.
Hi.
Did you get my text?
What'd you say? No.
Over the weekend about the
fertilizer? It was just a picture of him.
No.
I sent you a bunch of texts of fertilizer.
What are you talking about? Somebody is going, why am
texting?
I hearing from this dude about fertilizer? Because I did not get him.
I've really got to learn
what
how
are
to
the
work
chances you did something wrong on your phone?
What is the chance that somebody out there is getting pictures of fertilizer for me and they're going, what the hell is that?
Yeah, you've been reported.
I know.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
It's been a long
time.
You,
too.
Is Bo the reason you're all hottied up?
No, I got to I mean, yes. Yes.
I mean, yes.
Yes, that is exactly why. It's not because I'm showing a house at 6:30.
So what is the history between you guys both circling country music?
Well, we were on rival stations.
Yeah.
Mid-90s till the whatever. Ooh.
This is awkward.
Isn't it the Cardinals luncheon where everybody's a friend?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mostly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's probably where we've seen each other last.
Yeah.
But that's where I've caught up with, with Mark. And
so did you go after him? Were you that kind of a rival?
No.
Oh,
no,
hold on. And
stations,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was brutal back in those days.
But personally, I don't think so.
No, yeah.
And that was WIL and
Kicks.
Kicks.
Man, she was brutal. Whew. I used to hear some of the stuff. She'd go after them.
They'd have to bleep out every other word. God, she was rude.
And you never listened to anything, Mark.
Yeah.
We were probably on at the same time.
Yeah, not country.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Figure out who you've been texting?
Yeah, look here. See, I went to Home Depot and Sue and I were talking about her backyard.
Yeah.
Which is just a conversation that comes up a lot. And I saw it's some stuff.
Who are you sending this?
It's somebody named Susan. I don't know who the hell it went to.
It's Susan L. Ward.
Yeah. The attorney.
Mark, I hope you understand that this is your future now that you're retiring.
Right. Hello?
Just texting people things that they don't get.
Well, what about right before the show, he comes over and he shows me a picture that someone had emailed him that we're going to post. And he's like, can we post this? And I'm like, sure, send it to me. And he just froze. I said, give me your phone.
Yep.
Send it to myself.
He just pointed at you with the phone.
Here, Mark, hand that. Here, I'll send
Susan,
it to myself.
Stop. Here's the picture. Stop.
Oh, my God. I'm probably in there as Sue, don't you think?
I thought it was somebody named Susan.
Oh, dear.
Well, do you have previous texts?
Yes, I have texted before.
Are you Susan Thomas?
Well, yes.
Well, that's what says maybe Susan Thomas.
Oh, no.
Susan. It says maybe. How do you get a maybe? How the hell do you get a maybe?
What has happened?
The show just got 20 years older.
Did the text deliver?
Mm-hmm. This is on a jitterbug, right?
It is on a jitterbug, yep.
Yes.
It's one of those burners. I don't want to get traced.
My phone won't fax.
Anyway, they got a great sale. They've got a great sale on fertilizer over at Home Depot.
Well, that's fun. Thank you for that. I took a picture of my yard that I was going to send you. But
yep.
This is your version of dirty texting people.
Pretty much. It's like, man, look at this yard. Whoa.
Thank you. I'll figure
Shovels
it out.
Shovels and spades at the same price.
Oh, man.
I just put the link to get tickets to the Lincoln Day Dinner up on the DGS Facebook page if anybody's interested.
Cool. Should I do my stand-up there?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it'd be great.
That's probably what they want to hear.
They had the governor last year.
2017, yeah.
I bet he was dirty.
Yeah?
Which governor? Illinois?
Yeah.
Is he in prison?
He will be.
Oh.
It's only a matter of time. The record holds true.
I met an Illinois governor one time when I was 10. Went to Springfield, and that's when we went to Lincoln's tomb, and I was so crap in my pants scared. Mm-hmm. And it was Ogilvie back then. You probably don't even remember
him. Oh, absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah.
And for some reason, not like my family had any connections, they took me into his office, and I stood next to his desk, and he gave me a gold coin with his face on it.
Yeah.
At least that's my memory.
Wow. I told you the time I met Lauren Green at the airport. I was just at the airport.
It's come up before.
It has.
It? Yeah.
Yes.
Dumbo, you really think you can take this guy with all these Lauren Green stories?
Oh.
I'm just a guest. I'm just a guest, man.
It was incredible. There he is, and he actually had kind of a green suit on. And with the big shock of white hair, he's Pa Cartwright,
man. What do you mean
he
kind of had a green suit on?
It was like, it was a kind of a greenish-colored suit.
Maybe why it was his thing.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, his name's Lauren Green.
Okay.
I think you're both
okay.
I got it.
Was it Mr. Green Jeans by chance?
No. Okay. This was Pa Cartwright, and he was there, and I walked up to him, and I introduced myself, and I said, welcome to St. Louis. And he's like, thank you, son. And then security whisked me away. But yeah.
You know, kid shows were always lost on me. Like Bo just said, Mr. Green Jeans.
Oh.
I would just sit and watch Captain Kangaroo, and like, I don't know what you're trying to do here, Captain. Like, I just didn't, I didn't get it.
Bunny Rabbit and none of that?
I remember that.
Oh,
maybe
Bunny
some strange things are going on in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Ogilvie coins and such.
Yeah. Tom Terrific?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
That's in Captain Kangaroo, where Mr. Green Jeans was a sidekick, and one of the cartoons was
Tom Terrific.
Thank you. Tom Terrific.
Did you just forget what you said seconds
much.
Before?
Tom Terrific and his archenemy was Krabby Appleton, and his dog was the Mighty Manford the Wonder. You don't remember?
I don't remember that.
Look at him looking at Rachel, and she's like, call the police immediately.
Now, of all of us, Rachel might have watched it when she was watching Matlock, so. Her family didn't seem to know there was any television after 1980.
She goes, this is safe for you to watch, honey. You just watch
Murder,
some Matlock.
Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, yeah. Don't get him going on
She's young. The only girl her age you can say, like, there's this show called Fantasy Island. She's like, oh, yeah, Mr. Rourke. And,
yeah. Did you see the latest episode from 1974?
There's a new one on this week.
It is kind of funny because we just found the whole Dukes of Hazzard series on Amazon or Netflix, one of the two. And I don't think I'd ever seen the very first episode of Dukes of Hazzard. By the way, it's an hour-long program. I always thought it was a 30-minute.
Really?
There is a lot of driving. And I was a fan of driving.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But it's like shows of today. They throw in all these musical numbers and, you know, choreograph. It was kind of like that, but, of course, in cars.
And I didn't realize Boss Hogg ate raw liver. That was like, it was just his thing.
I have never seen an episode.
Same here.
Never one?
Never once.
Oh, wow.
They just had the movie on with...
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, no, just?
About 15 years ago. Basically, my cable
15
comes,
years ago.
My cable comes
no
a
more
little
making
bit late
fun
sometimes.
Of Rachel. True.
Hey, I paid $7 for that movie. I feel bad. But yeah, who's that goofball? The Johnny Knox?
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. And,
Jessica Simpson.
Right.
And Willie Nelson was Uncle Jesse.
Right. And then the blonde guy, the main guy, Driver, was a guy.
John Schneider.
No, oh, yeah, that's
no,
the original
that's the
one.
Series.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
He was in he's a bit of Road
his
Trip.
His name's Sean.
Yeah, yeah, Sean. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
What's his name?
Sean something.
Sean
okay,
something.
Yeah, we'll go with Sean something.
We'll just call him Sean.
He was famous for Sean something.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was so bad.
But you watched it.
I watched like 15 minutes of it, and I'm like, how come I'm not in Hollywood driving a car? Writing movies?
I ask myself that every day.
I know.
Why isn't Mark driving a car
in Hollywood?
It was kind of sweet, actually. I thought it was kind of, it was a good, popcorn.
Yeah.
It's popcorn.
Well, yeah, I mean, back in the day, but boy, this movie was bad.
Maybe you two can do a movie review show together.
Ah, that'd be great.
Oh, I liked it. Yeah. I didn't.
Right.
I thought it was sweet.
Look out, Siskel.
I thought it sucked.
Next movie.
Start that
I
guy.
I liked it.
He's blonde. Sean, you know, Sean.
Sean, what's his name? I love this movie.
Sean William Scott. I love
that's
that
it. I was close.
I had, Nick had two of his buddies at the house last night. They came in for spring break. They're both in law school, so they're, you know, 23, something like that. And fairly political, both of them. And Nick and I were just talking about, you know, the Mueller thing had just come out, and I'd made them barbecue, and we're sitting around the table, and I said, wow, how about that Barbra Streisand thing, where she basically said that Michael Jackson had valid sexual needs for kids, and the two of them said, I don't know who that is.
Oh, wow.
And that was a real moment where it's like, whoa, wow. And Nick, of course, he's like, well, she's probably 75 and very famous singer and actress, but they had never heard her name before.
That's crazy.
Man. Babs.
Babs got some bad takes.
Why would you stick your foot that far?
The best part is yesterday she came out to clarify her comments.
Yes.
There's nothing to clarify. Yeah. You should have just kept your mouth shut from the beginning. You have a bad opinion about this. Your opinion is bad.
Yeah, your opinion is... He had sexual needs. Hey, his sexual needs are his sexual needs, and these kids seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, they got married and had kids, so nothing bad happened. That's not the way
and
abuse
again,
works.
Not to take everything political, but imagine if Trump said that.
Oh, yeah.
Or Lindsey Graham or whoever. By the way, he's been my favorite for years.
Oh,
did you see his press conference today?
I did. I love that guy.
I love that guy.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
I've taken crap over the years for liking him because I guess he's a rhino or some stupid crap like that. I love him. I just think he's smart and reasonable, and much like Bernie Sanders was the last time, he doesn't have to think about his answers.
Right.
He just tells you what it is.
He's authentic.
Yeah.
And every time he does that, or like during the Kavanaugh hearing, he really stood up for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm an Air Force brat. My dad, 47 years with the Air Force, in suit and uniform combined. And he'll always say, yeah, he's retired Air Force. You know, just kind of like, yeah, he's one of the team.
I hope like he's on the ticket. When Trump's done, I'd rather have him than Pence any day. I just think that he's great. Quick break, right back. DGS featuring Bo Matthews today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes shy of 4 p.m. We have Bo Matthews sitting in with us. Bo, how many years in radio?
33, actually.
You seem completely lost today.
Started in 85.
Bo keeps going, what's your out cue? I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Out cue?
Like, how did you know to stop talking?
Where did you go just now? I'm like, I don't know.
I know. Everybody just bolted out of the room, and I'm like, am I supposed to go? I didn't know if there was an outside stunt.
We all run outside and we're like, Bo sucks.
Let's get back in there.
No kidding. I feel bad because we are really the most lax radio program in the history of anything. So the last break, he was like, so when do you guys, what's the cue to break? And Dave and I are like, oh, we just break. We just, when it feels right to break, yeah. we break.
You guys you have your own rhythm and it's kind of cool to see it in action. Yeah. But when you're in the room, it's like, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah.
Dr. Rachel is here. Dr. Rachel Sullivan from BioBalance. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you guys doing today?
Would you like to apply for Mark's job?
Yeah, sure. Actually, when you started radio was the year I was born. So
Rub it in.
Yeah.
Rub it in.
Yeah. The big old chop right on you.
And Mark, you are 50.
Yeah, I was going to say it. I remember my grandparents used to sit around the campfire and listen to you.
Shut up. They've turned that crank and Bo Matthews has come on.
Almighty. Really.
So you look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I think last time we saw you, you were pregnant or just had the baby?
I was 8 months pregnant last time I saw you, and now I have an 8-month-old.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. Nice. Yeah. I'm 25 pounds below pre-baby weight. So I've been just working really hard. I've kind of come up with new concepts for myself and for my patients to lose weight. And it's so much easier to be able to tell people how to do it when you're doing it for yourself.
Yep.
Now, we've had some trouble with fertility and miscarriages. So basically, I've been pregnant or trying for the past 3 years.
Does not help.
And I was not in the mindset to really lose weight. And as soon as I had Kate, I decided this was the time I want to set a really good example and be the example for her.
Right.
And it took me, you know, as soon as I was, well, with when I breastfed, I could not exercise the way I wanted to. But as soon as I was done, I was like, I get to take supplements. I get to exercise all the time. I don't have to eat carbs.
In fairness, he's only 8 months old. So if you're ever going to be fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the time.
Yeah, she has no idea.
She won't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really started watching what I ate. I started reading labels saying, you know, you would look at, like the other day I was hungry at Target and I wanted to get something to eat. I grabbed some beef jerky out of the checkout aisle and I was like, oh, it's going to just be beef and seasoning. And then when you open it, it's beef, seasoning, soy. It has dairy in it. It has all these extra things that I can't even pronounce in it. So I really just started looking at labels and saying, you know, I'm not going to eat that. If I don't know what it looks like in the real world and I can't pronounce it, I'm not putting it in my body. And I still have fun. I still go out on Saturday nights. I still like my wine, you know, but I limit it now. And that's why I tell patients, it's good to have fun. When you're on vacation, do whatever you want to do. But when you're back home, get back on it.
Yeah.
We have an in-body machine at work.
I know it well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a fancy scale that tells you what your body percentage, like your fat, your muscle, your water percentage. And I've been really tracking my progress closely on that. And I saw when I first got on the scale that not only did I need to lose fat, but I also needed to gain a substantial amount of muscle.
Right.
And one of my friends, his name's Nick Ollering, he owns Orange Theory Fitness, and he's been hounding me to go. And I was like, well, I'm terribly out of shape, so we'll see how this goes, because the people who go to Orange Theory Fitness are in wonderful, wonderful shape. And, you know, you kind of want to get in shape before you start going to the gym, right? Before people start judging you. So I just took a chance. I started going, and it was amazing because you get to do weights. You get to do cardio. You know, somebody's telling you what to do. Somebody's checking your form. And he actually set me up with one of the coaches to kind of go through my diet, to kind of streamline it a little bit more. So I learned things that I didn't even know, which really, really helped. So I've gained about, in the past 2 months, I've lost 25 pounds, and I've gained almost 4 pounds of muscle, which is really hard.
You're killing it.
Yeah. And, you know, I did what I do for my patients too. I check my blood work. It was so interesting to see that sometimes if your weight isn't doing what you want it to do, even if you're doing everything you think perfectly, it could be something that you can't even control, which is really, really great. So I checked my own blood work. I got myself on the right supplements. I tweaked my thyroid medicine a little bit, and, you know, here I am today. So it's been really great when you have the mindset to take your own advice instead of just giving it out.
When you say check your blood work, if you don't mind me asking, what are you checking? Are you checking just the sugars,
You're right. We check thyroid. We check your thyroid levels. Okay. We check for insulin resistance, pre-diabetes. So yes, your blood sugars. We check your estrogen levels, your testosterone levels. We also check your growth hormone, and a wide variety of other things. But also, you know, your liver, your kidney function. Wow. Make sure everything's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Men especially make a lot more estrogen than they're supposed to when their testosterone starts to drop. And all that does is just turn muscle into fat.
Hmm.
And women, we want to have estrogen, right, in our bodies, but we don't want to have a lot of old lady estrogen, which is called estrone. So we like to keep those levels nice
and
low.
Yeah.
So if you notice that if you
get this job, that's your name.
old lady estrogen.
Though estrone.
Yeah, exactly. So if you notice that, you know, you're losing weight everywhere, but your belly's still sticking, you probably have an issue with your estrogen levels, your old lady estrogen levels, which men, luckily for women, it's not just women, but men have it too, unfortunately for them.
Well, especially, so you're 33.
Yes.
And if you were 53,
yes,
and you're in menopause, it's wacky time.
It's absolutely wacky. And so I tell people, you know, if whatever age group you're in, you can come in and get a weight loss consultation. We'll do all this for you and we'll watch you closely. We have a nurse practitioner and myself. We track everything. If you have a question about a certain food or a certain supplement, we're right there to help you and tell you yes or no, which is really, really great. But menopause does not help. Low testosterone in men does not help. So when we check those levels too, we can help you with that as well. Now, say you come in and yes, you're in menopause, or yes, you have low testosterone, but maybe you're not in the right mindset, or you're not in the, you know, ready to do that. At least you'll know that it's there, and you'll know that whenever you're ready, we're sitting there waiting to help. So we do the blood work, and it's good for a whole year after. So you can, you know, if you don't want to do it today, you know, you can do it next year, which is really, really nice.
So this is more extensive than a blood test that you would get from a general doctor.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you that late? I mean, I literally have a friend that said, my buddy went to see this lady. They did this battery of blood tests and changed his life, lost 70 pounds.
Yes.
And You're her?
I'm probably that person.
So on the sheet here, it says BioBalance, talking about weight loss. So weight loss is not all you do.
No, so we do hormone replacement as well as weight loss. So we can do them together. We can do them separately. We can, you know, tailor it to you, which is why it's so great, because yes, we do a battery of blood work, and yes, we do things that, I'm a family doctor. We do things that I was told, just do that once a year or whenever, you know, if you think about it or your patient asks you for it, do it, but otherwise, you know, avoid it. And now that I'm in, you know, moved over to hormone replacement and more preventive management than just giving you pills, I've just realized that it's okay to check these things. It's okay. You're paying a lot of money for your insurance.
Now, in fairness, you know? She's probably the lady, but it could have also been Sue Thomas. So yeah.
She's got a part-time
gig. She checks a lot of people's hormones, if you know what I mean.
During the break.
The doctor that I've heard about, though, talks about, you know, changing your supplements, the vitamins.
Yes.
It's not even necessarily a holistic approach, but it's everything.
I'm
still trying to figure out if you're the one.
Yeah, so we do everything. Actually, I had a patient. I have patients. They've lost tons of weight, but I just had somebody. He did not do hormones. He, in the past 3 months that I saw him, he's lost close to 40 pounds.
Wow.
And that's just, you know, changing a lifestyle around. Now, the patients that I put on hormones and fix their thyroid or put them on, or help them with weight loss in other ways, the results I'm getting are unbelievable. So I'm seeing people losing 70 pounds. I've had somebody lose close to 100 pounds. It's all where you want to be. It's all where, you know, what your goals are. And what you want to look like, how you want to feel on the inside and on the outside. And so we try to take care of all of it.
So we talk a lot about like over 50, but for we're talking about really any age.
Any age, absolutely. And I have some 24-year-olds that come in and see me, and they've just had, you know, some trouble with just maintaining their weight, or they've been told to eat certain things the whole life and they just can't, and, you know, they've realized it's not right for them. We help them with that. I help everyone, you know, from I think my youngest was about 24, just for weight loss. And then I help people all the way up until, you know, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, after depending, that, you can let them go.
Yeah. That's what I tell them. I say, listen, have that cupcake. It's okay.
Do what you want to do.
Because
you're almost dead.
Yeah.
So BioBalanceHealth.com, BioBalance Skin right next door.
Yes.
Very good.
I hate sweating, so I got all my Botox there before I started going to the gym. It was great.
I hate sweating. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.